Hello and welcome to another Rock Climber Life podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Safford, and today I'm going to talk about the importance of supplementation, and what I mean is dietary supplementation, and kind of the lesson I learned when we were out in the Tetons this past fall. Before I get started, if you're listening to this on iTunes, make sure you go over to the main site, rockclimberlife.com, and you can check out all the articles, and I have all the YouTube videos posted, and various other things. And I have the YouTube button up on the top right. I have an iTunes button. If you're listening to this on the main site, you can subscribe in iTunes. Leave a comment, on the main site, or leave a comment and rate the podcast. That always helps gain exposure to the site. And there's also a Facebook button and a Twitter button. So if you use either one of those platforms, you can check me out on YouTube or on Facebook and Twitter. Anyway, back to my main point today, which is the importance of dietary supplementation. And during our recent trip, it was actually our honeymoon out to the Grand Tetons. We did a lot of outdoor sports. We climbed one day, which was kind of an all-day alpine-style climbing trip. We did a lot of hiking in the Tetons and in Yellowstone. We did mountain biking and various other outdoor sports. But mainly, most of the time was spent hiking. So I'd say we did, 3 or 4 days of hiking where it was like one day of each of the others. And what I noticed is that I was really sore. And I'm not sure, just to give, the full picture. So the altitude in Jackson Hole in the Teton area is not exactly sure, but I would say between 7 and 10,000 feet. So we were, in that altitude range for the majority of the trip. Again, I'm not exactly sure what the altitude is. So definitely not more towards sea level where we are here in the East Coast. And I wasn't, anything higher than 10, 11, 12,000 feet at all either. So my point with this is that I'm not sure if altitude has anything to do with recovery, muscle recovery, and how sore you get due to exercise. I'm not sure if that has anything to do with it. So if anybody out there listening, you either live in a high altitude area or you frequent a high altitude environment, let me know. Have you experienced much slower recovery times due to the altitude? I'm not real sure about that one. It's probably something I should look into. The other thing that could affect recovery that I know of is water intake and sleep. Well, I definitely have plenty of sleep. Let me tell you, we're on vacation. But the other one is water intake. And I know I was getting plenty of water. It was a really dry time of the year, fall in the Grand Tetons. And they had a fall or a dry summer. So their fall was even drier. So, I constantly had a dry throat, but I was chugging water like crazy. So I'm almost positive that my slow recovery was not due to water intake. I definitely drank plenty of water the entire time. So that can only leave one other thing, which is what I changed in my trip, it was my dietary supplements. And the main supplements I take are protein powder, a protein and carb combined powder for post-workout meals, and a branched-chain amino acid supplement. Now, I was doing exercise that was less intense than what I'm used to. I'm used to, climbing hard, or lifting weights, or something like that. And I was doing less intense exercise, which was like hiking and day hiking and things like that with no load. But I was just as sore if I was doing the intense exercise, or even more sore in some cases. Now, to give, full disclosure, I'm not some expert hiker by any means. My only exposure to hiking is usually when I'm going climbing. I'm hiking, let's say, a max of 45 minutes, but usually in the half an hour range to get to the crag, and that's with a pack and so forth, whether we're climbing at the New or the Red River Gorge or something like that. So I don't, routinely log 15-mile days hiking. I don't trail run. I don't even, you know, really do that much running. A little bit, but not much at all. I mean, even to really count. But still, I mean, I would consider myself in good shape, and I wouldn't think that I would get that sore just from going on a day hike. And the elevation gain on these day hikes was minimal. A lot of the hikes we did were easier day hikes, just to check out the sights. But again, I was really sore, and I was surprised. I was like, well, what's going on here? I was like, well, about halfway through the trip, I said, well, you know what? I don't have any of my protein powder and all that stuff. So I really think that that stuff makes a difference. You know, I know a lot of people, most people I know who climb and so forth, they don't take these supplements. And, you know, I really think that they could benefit a lot of climbers out there and a lot of people who do any outdoor sport or, you know, weightlifting in general. They're much more common in kind of the weightlifting scene. But a lot of people who do outdoor sports, they kind of ignore their diet, you know, and they wonder maybe down the road, you know, after a few months, why am I getting injured? Why am I so sore? Why do I have tweaks, this and that? I think these supplements play a pretty big role, and your diet in general plays a really big role. So I'm going to kind of go through the three supplements, the main supplements that I take. On a side note, I also take a couple multivitamins, one of which is like an actual multivitamin, and it's, you know, designed for men. It's called like a sport specific multivitamin. I've taken the Optimum Nutrition brand of multivitamin and also the GNC brand. I don't notice any difference. But I think a multivitamin, it can't hurt you, but it can only help you. So I think it's worth it, and they're pretty cheap. The other vitamin I take is fish oil. I think fish oil is huge and completely underrated. If you don't take fish oil, you really should, especially as a climber. Before I took it, I noticed I would have finger pains and tweaks and you know, kind of just soreness in my joints. If I was training hard or climbing hard, climbing at the gym, climbing outside for a few days in a row, I would notice I had all these kind of pains and tweaks. And I started taking fish oil, and that stuff went away. It really helps. I'm convinced that fish oil is a huge, huge plus for anybody who routinely puts a lot of stress on their joints, like climbers. But the three supplements, the three main diet supplements I'm talking about here, one is protein powder. The protein powder that I use and recommend, and I'm going to link all this stuff on the main site in the show notes at rockclimberlife.com. Main one I use is Optimum Nutrition 100% Whey. And if you've ever walked into a GNC or other supplement store, this is probably the one you've seen. It's been around forever. It's very popular. It's a good product. Optimum Nutrition is a good company. And I don't think there's anything bad to say about their 100% whey protein powder. One scoop of this is 24 grams of protein, and you mix it with 4 ounces of water. They have like 15 different flavors or something like that. I like the chocolate one. And Galen actually uses the vanilla as well for a morning smoothie, like a breakfast smoothie. So that's a great idea for, you know, a quick and easy breakfast smoothie. You can add some fruit, you know, strawberries and a banana, and some ice cubes and some water and a scoop of this vanilla protein powder. And it makes kind of a nice fruit vanilla smoothie for breakfast. But anyway, 24 grams of protein, that's about a chicken breast or something like that. So, you know, if I have this protein powder in the morning, 4 gulps of this is a lot more palatable than eating a chicken breast at 9 a.m. or something like that. And it's a lot more convenient as well. You know, you just throw a scoop in a shaker bottle with 4 ounces of water and you're ready to go. Anyway, so Optimum Nutrition 100% Whey. Great product. Probably my number one. Another product I use is made by a company called Dymatize, and the product is called Elite Mass. And this is a mix of protein and carbs, and I use this for a post-workout meal. Talked a lot about it in the past, that I'm not big on eating a lot of carbs, more kind of a, you know, I tend toward a paleo-type diet. So if I have the choice, I usually try to limit or, you know, not have any carbs at all. I'm talking like pasta, rice, bread, grains, stuff like that. But this carb, the carbs in this powder, there's almost no sugar. I think in the full amount that they tell you to take, which is 4 scoops, there's less than 1 gram of sugar. So it's almost no sugar. So you don't get any of that sugar spike or any of that typical kind of starchy carb spike. But anyway, it's marketed as a mass gainer. And what I do is I take half of the prescribed amount. The prescribed amount is 4 scoops, and that's 55 grams of carbs and 55 grams of protein, 77 grams of carbs. That's a huge amount. That's definitely going to pack the weight on and probably pack some mass on you if you take that amount and you take that once or twice a day. Depending on how I've eaten throughout the day and if I'm hungry and if I work out, I only take this after I work out. So this is kind of a post-workout meal. And what I do is I take 2 scoops. So that's half that. So it's about, let's say, 27 grams of protein and about 35, 38 grams of carbs. And I think that's a good level. And I think carbs are important for kind of a post-workout, for kind of a muscle recovery and muscle building, you know, stage right after you work out. But again, you know, throughout the day, I tend to avoid them if I have the choice. But anyway, the product is, again, Dymatize Elite Mass. And it's marked as a mass gainer, but boy, when you cut it in half, it I think it's a really good product for kind of a post-workout shake. And the last one that I use that I think is also very underrated and a lot of people don't take it is branched-chain amino acids. And amino acids are basically the building blocks of protein. And it's also these necessary amino acids for building muscle and to reduce soreness and to aid in recovery. It has, you know, leucine and isoleucine and valine and glutamine and all these mean type of names. Anyway, so branched-chain amino acids. And I use, the company that I take is USP Labs, and it's called Modern BCAA. And the reason why I went with USP Labs is I've tried a couple other brand names, and they had so much artificial sweetener and Splenda and all that nasty stuff that they actually gave me a headache. They were so sweet. It was like way harsher than like Kool-Aid or any of that kind of stuff. Really, really sugary, but it was that fake sugar. So it's kind of a nasty taste. But this USP Labs, it is much less on the Splenda and artificial sweetener. So it's definitely still sweet, but it's not nearly the sweetness level that some of the other brands are. So I highly recommend USP Labs Modern BCAA. I noticed a big difference when you kind of just mix a couple scoops of that in water, and you can kind of sip on it all day. The day of a workout or during a workout or after the workout or the day after. You know, if you're sore, drink this stuff. You know, just kind of sip on it all day. And I definitely noticed a quicker recovery time using the branched chain amino acids. So this is kind of a quick podcast here, but I just wanted to get some things that I had on my mind here. I've been meaning to do this podcast for a while, but, you know, for one reason or another, I just hadn't gotten around to it. And, you know, I really think that the dietary supplementation is important. I think it's kind of an overlooked aspect, especially with climbers. A lot of climbers just, you know, they're worried about, you know, the beer and the Miguel's pizza, which, of course, you know, I like too. But, you know, when you're going on a climbing trip for 2 or 3 days, you know, those after the first day, everybody's fresh on the first day. But on the second or third day, you start seeing, you know, the people that have, you just need a little bit of effort here. Just a little bit, you know, pay attention to your nutrition, pay attention to your water intake, take a couple of these supplements and try them out. And I think they'll really help. I think they'll help you climb harder for more days in a row and you won't be as sore. So try them. Let me know how that works for you, whether you're training for climbing or you're on a climbing trip and actually climbing outside. Let me know how that goes. And just want to remind you, make sure you head over to the main site, and there's the YouTube button and the Facebook button and the Twitter button, and you can check out all that stuff. And with that, this has been Jeff Zafford with another Rock Climber Life podcast. Be sure to check out the blog, rockclimberlife.com, for more. Thanks for listening.